Okay, good vach. We are in the middle of the shiurim on Hilchas Hadlakas Neiros, and we mentioned in the first shiur on Hadlakas Neiros that the truth is that it's not only the woman of the house that is obligated in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. Really, every single person in the household has the obligation. Anyone over bar mitzvah, anyone over bas mitzvah, and we said two reasons why the women in the house have been chosen as the one to be delegated to be the ones to light the candles. But it's very important to know that all the children in the house have their own obligation if they're chayim in mitzvahs. They fulfill it with their mother. Now some have the minig, I think Lubavitch has this minig, that the some girls, they light candles as well. I think Lubavitch even light with the bracha. There are plenty of other families that also have such a custom, but they do without a bracha. I saw that it's preferable for them, for the girls, the single girls, to light before the mother, especially if they're going to make a bracha, because otherwise perhaps they fulfill their mitzvah already. But if that's the family's custom, then they should do that. But otherwise, most families, the girls do not light their own candles. They just simply fulfill their mitzvah with their mother. If they're over at a friend's house, those single girls that light, if they're at a friend's house for Shabbos, so then they can fulfill the mitzvah with their host's lighting. If a very important halacha, which a lot of people do not realize this, and that's the following. If there's a group of students, whether it's seminary girls or yeshiva bachrim in yeshiva, or whether there's a camp, so if all are eating in one dining room, so then one person should light for everyone in the dining room. And, as we mentioned, there's three reasons why we have Hadlakas Neiros. One's the Onig Shabbos and the Kavod Shabbos, but there's also the mitzvah, the reason of Shalom Bayis. So that means besides for somebody lighting in the dining room, but back in the dormitory room, someone should light. And a person needs to know, where should they make their bracha? Should they make their bracha by the lighting in the dining room, one person lights for everybody, or in the dorm room, let's say, there's one big dormitory, or with different rooms, different apartments in the dormitory. Each and every situation, especially for seminary girls, they need to ask the one in charge of the seminary to know, how do they paskin as far as, should they make a bracha, should they not make a bracha, where should they make the bracha, but the main place is usually where you eat. So usually you'll make the bracha in the dining room, but back in the dormitory room, or back in the apartment, a person needs to have some light, and they need to know each and every situation. And it's hard to say, because there's so many different paiskim to each side as far as where the yeshiva bachrim should light and seminary girls, but definitely it's important. And many times the teenagers there, it's not on their mind, and it's really, you can't really blame them, because they're not used to being in charge of Hadlakas Neiros. So it's the parents' obligation to make sure that their children know what their obligation is in regards to Hadlakas Neiros each and every Shabbos. If girls in a seminary or a yeshiva bachur eats at a host, but they sleep back at the dormitory, so there are those that say that they fulfill their mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros with the host where they will eat. The host needs to know in advance, quite possibly. Perhaps they should give over a pruta, which means like maybe it's about 5 cents nowadays, or a little bit of money to be part of their Hadlakas Neiros. There are those that say that they should light where they are sleeping as well. Some say with a bracha, some say without a bracha. Each and every situation, a person needs to just keep in mind where they have their Hadlakas Neiros every Shabbos. As mentioned, we think we touched upon this. Let's say somebody's wife is away for Shabbos. For whatever reason she's away, whether she's in a hospital, or if she is just simply away by a simcha, for whatever reason the husband and the wife are not together for Shabbos, so the husband lights, and many paiskim say that the husband lights at home with a bracha. I saw that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that the husband should stay home and light without a bracha. Fine, but each and every situation, a person needs to ask their Rav how they would paskin. But if the wife is away, the husband at home should light. For sure, he needs to light, and many paiskim say with a bracha. If both parents are away, then a bas mitzvah girl lights with a bracha. If not, if there's no bas mitzvah girl, then a bar mitzvah boy should light. Of course, if there's nobody home, there's nobody home. But I'm saying if the parents are away and the kids are old enough to stay home, so then you have to have somebody light. If it's just the wife away, as we mentioned before, so there's a discussion. If there's a bas mitzvah girl and a father, so who should be the one to light? Rabbi Yashiv says that the bas mitzvah girl should light, actually, before the father. From this in Karelitz is not so sure, but in each and every situation, again, there's so many plays coming to each side. It's hard to come out one way, but it's important to know these situations that everybody needs to know in each Shabbos, where is there Hadlakas Neiros. Today, in the Haftarah of Parshas Bamidbar, we learned a pasuk that's a very famous pasuk, two psukim in Hosea, and the psukim are Verastach li la'olam, Verastach li b'tzedek u'b'mishpat b'chesed u'v'rachamim, Verastach li b'emuna v'yadata es Hashem. And this last pasuk of Verastach li b'emuna is saying that Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that you will be married to me, Verastach li, you will be married to me, you will be connected to me b'emuna, with your faith. And the simple explanation is, Rashi says, the Metzudas, that in the merit, in the schus of having faith in Hashem, Hashem will be connected to us, Hashem will be married to us. The Malbim over there says that the word emuna, faith, means something that you can't fully grasp, something that you can't fully explain, and still you believe in it, that is emuna. And that really makes sense with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we can't see Hashem, we can't fully grasp Hashem, but still we believe in Him, so that is emuna. The Avudram says a very nice pshat. The Avudram was one of the late Rishonim, he was a Talmud of the Tur, and he says, based on a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yates, that emuna really means the mitzvos. Really means the mitzvos. And that's another name for the mitzvos, is called emuna. And he says that when Hashem says, Ve'arastech li be'emuna, you will be married to me with the mitzvos. What does that mean? That by Har Sinai, as it's in Yonah D'Yomah, because Shavuos is approaching us, by Har Sinai, Hashem married us. Hashem was the chosen, Klal Yisrael was the kala, and the same way a chosen needs to give something to the kala to marry her, whether it's a ring or some other object or money that he needs to give to her to marry her, so what did Hashem give to us? Hashem gave us the mitzvos. Hashem gave us the mitzvos, Ve'arastech li b'emuna, I will marry you with the mitzvos. And the Avudram says, that's pshat in the pasuk, Hashem kidshanu b'mitzvosav, that Hashem, the simple explanation is that Hashem sanctified us with His mitzvos, He made us holy. But the Avudram says that another pshat is, Hashem kidshanu b'mitzvosav, that Hashem married us with His mitzvos. And you can ask the men in your families, they'll know that when they take the tefillin straps and wrap it around their fingers, they say these psukim, there's a custom to say these psukim, Verastach li la'olam, these psukim, and what it's supposed to represent is that that's like the chosen putting the ring on the finger of the kala. We're the kala, and Hashem is the chosen, and Hashem gave us these mitzvos, and Hashem is like marrying us with the mitzvos, and as we wrap the tefillin around our fingers, then we say this pasuk that Hashem is marrying us. And that's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the other nations. We have the Torah and the mitzvos, and they don't. Hashem, we say in Birchas HaTorah, Hashem Baruch Arbonu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasam Lanu Es Terase, that Hashem chose us, and Hashem gave us the Torah, and that's what separates us from the other nations. V'Yisam Li Am Segula, we are a treasure nation, and a person needs to know, a person has to be proud of the fact that they are a Yid, that we are different than the other nations, and that we carry more of a responsibility as we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, have a good night.